Welcome back, everybody. We've got a guest around the workstand this week. Everyone, welcome Lauren, the director of our agency team.
Yay.
Hello.
Yay. Hey, Lauren. Lauren, who are you, Lauren Webb? Tell us about you.
Sure. Thanks for having me today. My name's Lauren. I'm the agency director. I live outside of Omaha, Nebraska with my husband, Paul, and our two kids. And we also have two dogs. And yeah, I've been working with bike shops almost my entire career.
Because you were an early harvest person, right?
Yeah.
I was. Yes. I think I was the third employee. Started back there in 2012.
Yep. So as a recap, since we've talked a lot about Workstand lately, there's a pre with Smart Detailing, but there's also a pre with Harvest Retail Marketing that Ryan started, and Lauren worked there long before the merger. And then you came back to us after the merger, right?
I did. Yes. Yeah. So I worked with Ryan at Harvest for about 3 years and then had an opportunity to join a really cool branding agency and got lots of great experience there. It was really fun. Then after the merger with Harvest and Smart Detailing, the timing was right for kind of both of us. And so I rejoined Smart Detailing at the time. And I guess that was about 7 years ago. So almost 7 years back now.
Yeah, I remember the first day I met you, a bunch of us ladies went to Avery and all hung out. It was very fun.
Yeah.
I remember we ordered appetizers and one of the appetizers, it came with like kind of flight sized beers. And we were like, okay. I don't know. It's one of those things that stuck out. Wow. So you've been dealing with Ryan for quite some time.
I have. Yes. It's been a joy.
Yes.
That was convincing. It was very convincing, Lauren.
We kind of talk about so many of us have a lot of bike shop history. We all kind of came from bike shops in different ways. And I think Ryan told me that when you first came to Harvest, you hadn't worked at a bike shop, but you got a part-time job at a bike shop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really cool. I worked with one of our local independently owned bike shops. They were a client of Harvest and Smart Detailing at the time. Midwest Cycling, Truck Store of Omaha, for anyone that is familiar. It was so good. It was a great experience for me, just learning more about who our customers are and then who their customers are. So super valuable experience. I learned a ton and I'm glad I did that.
Yeah, that's commitment. You're all in.
Yeah. So we talk a lot. In general, so just full disclosure, the three of us talk all the time in our daily work. But Susie and I, particularly on the podcast, talk a lot about marketing. It's an important part of the businesses. And believe it or not, some of our clients still don't realize that part of Smart Detailing was and part of Workstand is a full service marketing agency. So tell us a little bit about your team. You know, how many folks are in the agency? What are the different roles that are being performed there? And how do you guys generally help local bike shops market and promote their businesses?
Cool. Yeah, we have 16 people in the department. And then we have three separate teams. So we've got the account team, and that's the people that work directly with bike shops and do a lot of the website maintenance and marketing tasks. And then we have a creative team that is graphic designers, strategists, project managers that kind of help with all of the workflow and the creative project development. And then we also have a paid search team, and they manage Google Ads for over 100 bike shops. And so, yeah, we do a lot. I think over 400 bike shops use our marketing services, and we can do almost anything that they need. So, a lot of times we're managing or we're maintaining their website. We're helping with their email marketing, their Google Ads, social media. And then anything else, like if they need t-shirts designed, in-store signage, rebranding, logo designs, the team does a lot of really good work, and they can almost do anything that we're asked.
And I mean, not everyone maybe knows this who listens, but Workstand, we are a remote workforce. Mm-hmm. Is that how you say that?
That's one way to say it. Sure.
Yeah. But I mean, the agency team in particular is we're kind of coast to coast. We have members all the way from California to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did I say team members or did I say clients awkwardly?
You said team.
Okay. Sorry. I feel like that kind of plays into maybe just kind of like the breadth of services and awareness that your team kind of serves up to our clients.
Yeah, it's super nice to have a variety of like locations because we get to know a lot of different areas. And so, you know, we have clients all over the country as well. And so definitely helps with being in the same time zone, but also just getting a feel for the community and what the riding style is like, what the trails are like, so we can better speak to their customers. So yeah, I love it. And our team works really well remotely. And it's nice to have people all over the place. We recently just gathered in Boulder last week though, and that was the first time our team had all been together in years. And so our day-to-day is remote, but it's nice to get together once in a while.
Yeah. I got to join for a happy hour, and it's so fun to see so many people for the first time even. And that was, yeah, it was really fun.
So, you know, not everybody knows everything, which is part of why we're talking about this. But what do you wish more of our merchants, our retailers, our clients, what do you wish they knew more about the work you guys did? Because sometimes, you know, when I finally talk to them in a sales situation, they're shocked at everything we can do. What's the biggest thing you wish they knew about the work you guys do?
Well, right now I feel like I want everyone to know how well our Google local inventory ads are working for shops. Mm-hmm. We've seen such a big impact in those. And so I think that's like, if you're not doing that, you should be doing that. But then other than that, I think, I don't know. I want clients to know that they get a really great partner when they work with us. Our whole team like really knows bikes, retail, obviously marketing. And so when you work with us, you just have a really good partner to help grow your business and another person to talk to that's also talking to a lot of other bike shop owners and has great experience and knowledge to bring. So that, and then the team just is, they're so good at what they do and they really care. And so like when we hear about our client successes, like we celebrate those. And so it's just, I don't know. I think it's a special team and they do great work and it's fun to be a part of.
All right. So you heard it. If you're generally looking to improve or you're just overloaded, you need to delegate some of that work. The work Lauren's team does, super important. Even the basic maintenance. I mean, you mentioned website maintenance. That's one of the main things we do. Very important. Not important that the retailer does it. So if you want to delegate that work and anything all the way up to these Google ads, that's the thing she does. And that's the thing the team does. So let us know. Let us help you. And that will bring us to the main reason you're here, Lauren, is the holidays coming. Let's talk about holiday marketing.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It's here. It's October. So I think it's time we make some plans. We've got tons of great content. Our team is ready to go. We've been reaching out to help retailers plan their marketing. I think there's a few things that shops should be thinking about right now. Number one is direct mail, because direct mail takes a while to print and ship and, you know, get in mailboxes. So if you're thinking about sending a mailer this year, now's really the time to start planning that. We partner with the Bike Co-op to provide super affordable direct mail options. So yeah, we'd love to talk to you more about it. That's kind of one of those time sensitive things. The other thing that all shops should be doing right now is getting a gift guide up on their site and helping merchandise their products to give their customers inspiration or ideas, either for like themselves or for someone they're shopping for. We also have lots of great options for that. We've got free content in our library. We have premium options, and our creative team that I talked about earlier is really good at creating custom designs. So lots of options there. And then I think the next thing is just like, make sure you're planning ahead because it's about to get really busy. And so like this little time here in October, like it's after the busy summer rush, kind of before all the cyber Black Friday sales start. It's a good time to plan ahead for the rest of the year. So our team is here to help.
Is that one of those help us help you situations where late in November, yeah, it's going to be a little hairy. So if you can get to this early, get to it early.
Very true. Yes.
Yeah, right. Start working on it now before it's like, oh, crap. I mean, before we know it, it's going to be, we deepen it.
Yep. And we've talked a lot, Susie and I, here on the podcast about the holidays and the content your team's already built. But walk us through some of the library content's awesome. It's there. for everybody to go import and use. But talk us through like the homepage takeover idea and what's the concept behind that and the other pieces of content that can be layered on that.
Cool. Yeah. It's a package that we created that is basically a page that goes on top of your website. So the first thing that people will see is this homepage takeover. It's got lots of sections to promote everything holiday. So if you're doing a holiday sale, a gift guide, if you want to talk about like layaway or flexible payment options, there's a spot that promotes gift cards, services. Everything you want to be talking about right now is already part of this homepage takeover. And it looks awesome. The team worked really hard on the design, and so it's beautiful. Maybe we can share the link. But yeah, really proud of the homepage takeover. And I think it's pretty reasonably priced, too. It's a one-time fee of $500, but you can use it as long as you want. It's built up and ready to go with holiday content, but it's just a regular page on your website that is yours. And then that can either work with the free library content that you were talking about, or we can kind of pair it with our premium content packages, depending on, what's right for each person. But yeah, we've got a lot of, new content in our library too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we know those things work, right? This isn't the first year we've done takeovers, and Susie and I love that. So we're always talking about this idea, and it's part of it's our system that makes it real easy just to tell the system that this isn't the homepage anymore. This is for a while, but we've got some history with that and we know it works well, right?
That's right. Yeah. So a lot of, we have a few partner clients that we work with where we are like their marketing manager. We do everything for them. And so we've experimented with homepage takeovers with them in the past and had great success. And that's kind of where this idea started. And we decided to make it more accessible for everyone that we work with. And so that's why we created this package this year.
Very cool. I love the homepage takeover. It's such like it's kind of like the easy button in a way. It's just like, yeah, let's holidayify things. It's like just plug and play. Yep. I also wanted to mention, I think a lot of sometimes as a retailer or maybe haven't worked very closely with a marketing agency or in marketing in general, the idea of custom can seem kind of overwhelming. I don't know, like when I used to speak to retailers, they'd be like, well, what can you do? Or what does that mean? It's like, well, it can mean almost anything. But I think maybe utilizing some of our pre-built content, like the premium contents or that homepage takeover is kind of like a jumping off point, maybe. If you're like, well, I like this, but I want it to represent my brand in this way. Or I don't know, does that kind of work sometimes? Retailers?
Yeah, I love that. You're totally right. Like it is a jumping off point because sometimes people will like the package, but they will want to change the colors or the fonts or the photos. And that's totally fine. We're happy to do that. And it works out really well. And it's a nice touch to do it in a way that matches your branding. So it looks like you. Yeah, we love to do that.
Yeah. And speaking of custom, because I think that takeover, the way it's designed would make a really nice design for a full custom website. You and I work a lot on those. We do a dozen or sometimes two dozen fully custom designs in a year. And that's popular. So what about that? Because we do those and we always see a bump in performance, but it's not just the big stores that choose to do those projects, right?
Yeah, it's really for anyone that wants to have a website that more reflects their business. And so, you know, if you have a really cool shop or a cool brand or just interesting things about your shop that isn't coming through on the standard template, a custom site is a really good solution because our team of designers and developers create something that reflects your business better than just the standard template. And so, yeah, I love those projects. They're so rewarding to see the brand really come to life on their website. And I think you're right. Like they do perform better and it's just a better impression, first impression, since that's where so many customers are experiencing the shop for the first time.
Yeah, agreed. All right. Well, we talked about if you're doing direct mail or you have an interest in that, and that's still a very powerful tool. You might think it's all digital these days, but it's really not. That's still effective. But now for that. And think about the holidays. But what about stepping through the month? I mean, we've built different content. Can you lay out how somebody might think about, all right, we're 2.5 months from the big holiday We're a month from the big holiday. Do we have thoughts on how we progress through that?
Yeah. So first, make sure all the summer content is down. if there's anything that still says summer sale or anything like that, let's take that down. Yeah. And let's replace it with a gift guide. If you look at like Target, REI, any of the big retailers, they're promoting holiday gift guides right now. And customers are already shopping. I'm shopping. I know a lot of people I've talked to are already shopping. And so, yeah, get the gift guide up. And then kind of mid-November, or maybe even early November this year, start thinking about Cyber Week. That's kind of how we're promoting it this year. Like, we've kind of gotten away from just the one-day big Black Friday deals. It's more like now we're promoting a week or a weekend. So that'll start mid-November. And then kind of depending on what your plans are for sale, you can either kind of go right into a holiday sale in early December, promote in-store, like last-minute gifts, and drive people to your store, or online sales for in-store pickup, things like that, just to remind customers that you're there, you're a good option, you've got products and gifts in stock, and are a great solution for them.
And sometimes the best, that's one of the best advantages that a local store has over the online only entities, because when it comes crunch time, and we all know too many of us wait till crunch time, mm-hmm. being able to show up in a store and grab something meaningful for somebody you're trying to buy a gift for is priceless, but you got to let them know it's there.
So I think we've really kind of talked a lot about the website, a little bit about direct mail. I love having that like physical piece of something. I think it's really cool. And obviously I say we, like I'm doing these things. Your team can design everything. So you have like a really nice cohesive feel. But what else are folks thinking about?
I think the biggest thing, so there's two things that we help people with or that we encourage them to focus on. So one is like getting the website looking great. And then what are you going to do to drive traffic to it? So are you posting on social media? Are you on stories? Are you creating video content? Are you sending emails? What about automated emails? Or, you know, we already kind of talked about Google Ads, but that's definitely a big thing all the time. And, you know, just driving awareness of your brand or having product specific ads show up, making sure Google My Business is all set, all your hours are accurate. That's a lot. But I mean, that covers kind of the scope of most of the work that we help with.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot, but it's important. So I think the message to take away from it is a lot, but you don't have to do it alone. So let us know. We can employ Lauren's team to help with all of those things. And look, there's always a cost to doing the work, because here at Workstand, you could always do it yourself. There's always a way to do it yourself, but there's also always a way to delegate that to us. And I think we more than earn that fee in being able to let bicycle retailers do the things in the store only they can do, and let the marketing professionals on Lauren's team help with the rest. It's a good combination for, like you said, over 400 of our clients. It's a good combination. So I think I have no hesitation to ever suggest that.
Thanks, Mark.
Wow. Well, this has been great. We've really covered a lot. I'm really excited about the holidays, honestly. I look forward to the premium content your team puts out every year for the holidays. It really, as a self-proclaimed Scrooge, I feel like you all really like bring some joy to the season for me. So thank you so much for joining us. We'll have links and resources and people to reach out to in the show notes if you'd like to get in contact with us or with Lauren about the work that they can do for you. And until then, we'll see you around the Workstand.
All right. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you. Bye.